Canmore. The road across the train tracks at Railway Avenue near Elevation Place will be temporarily shut down later while CP Rail completes work along the busy stretch of road. Replacement of the railway line there, which CP Rail has told the town of Canmore is necessary and will cost the municipality about $330,000, is expected to see the road shut down for 2 full days to vehicles, cyclists and pedestrians. Town of Canmore officials say the town doesn't have the right to dictate scope, timing or methods to CP, noting the municipality also bears the bulk of the costs. Unfortunately, it is what it is. Those rights are CP's under the legislation and the crossing agreements, said Trevor Reeder, the town's engineering project manager. They have been understanding of the impacts. They've been open to input from the town. However, at this time, they've informed us the work needs to happen. A standard deal between CP Rail and municipalities across the country allows the rail company to decide when work needs to be done and have its staff complete the work, but the municipality picks up the tab. The preliminary estimated cost is $247,000, but the 30% contingency is $74,000 and $9,000 is for consultant support. The money was approved by council from the Asset Replacement and Rehabilitation Reserve. In summer of 2020, CP Rail replaced the railway crossing at Spring Creek Drive, which cost the town of Canmore just under $300,000. Temporary fixes had been done in both 2022 and 2023 at a cost to CP Rail, but CP Rail informed the town in February that a full replacement of tracks at Railway Avenue would be needed. The town had requested CP Rail wait until 2024 to align with potential construction work to Railway Avenue's central project, but CP Rail found the rail ties had deteriorated and a full repair is needed. Reeder said the town had conversations with CP Rail about potentially doing one side of the road first and then the other to lessen the impact, but CP Rail would only do a complete shutdown. The town will be responsible for rerouting traffic, and Reeder said conversations have already taken place between impacted services such as Rome Transit. It is not terrific, he said. It's going to be a disruptive few days. Council also approved an extra $70,000 of grant funding to be put toward the Lions Park Tennis Courts redevelopment project. The project, which will see an increase from $750,000 to $820,000, was originally approved as part of the 2022 capital budget. The Canmore Tennis Association received $40,000 from the Calgary Foundation and $30,000 from the Vim and Nancy Paw Foundation, with the funding allowing for coating on fencing, a storage shed, a picnic shelter and windscreens. When completed, the park will have 4 tennis courts. The ongoing work to improve bus stops also received a hefty grant that will allow the project to go from $550,000 to $1.4 million. Town staff submitted a grant application in 2022 for the Rural Transit Solutions Fund, which was approved late last year. The grant needs the $853,600 to be spent before March 31, 2025. The original capital budget was estimated to improve about 20 bus stops, with the grant funding allowing a further dozen stops on existing routes to be improved. Several of the planned stops are part of the 3-year pilot project to have a bus run to the Canmore Nordic Center, Quarry Lake and Grassy Lakes. The route will also run through Bow Valley Trail and Spring Creek Mountain Village. Building connections and crosswalks to existing sidewalks and pathways are a priority to ensure access to a stop is welcoming, said Callum McKenzie, an engineering intern with the town. McKenzie said a revised 6-year capital plan may be brought forward to council at a later meeting since the federal grant means projects will be completed ahead of schedule. This will ensure lasting and sustainable transportation and alternative mode of travel to support our environment.